Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your COVID-ridden host, Jessie Mae Peluso. Yes, this is a COVID special. The only thing that's special about it is that I have COVID. It has come for me, and it has completely consumed me. I am consumed by COVID. This is a Dr. P COVID special episode where I'm answering all of your questions. You guys were very, very concerned on Instagram. Tons of questions from you guys that we'll be going through. Everywhere from your concerns of my COVID to your concerns about my feet, which continue to be a topic of discussion. I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of it. Get it? Like the bottom of your feet. Anywho, I'm here all week. If you guys want to watch this episode, you know, go right over to the YouTube page. Tell your friends to get over there. Click like and subscribe, youtube.com/JessieMaePeluso. We also released a exclusive COVID special on the Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/JessieMaePeluso. New episodes up every week. And if you guys want to watch or listen to my other podcasts, I have one with Carly Aquilino called Girl, G-Y-R-L, giving you real life for my ladies and fellas. If you want to learn about the ladies, that's a Patreon exclusive, as well as my other podcast, The Deuce, with my dear friend Mike Tully, where we nerd out on all different subject matter and kind of just take the piss out of each other each week. It's so much fun. Both of those are Patreon exclusive. Subscribe. We appreciate your support. I love doing those podcasts, and we appreciate you guys listening and being a part of that community. Shout out to Carly and Mike. I miss you guys. I've been traveling and now I'm sick. So with everyone's patience, we will have all the episodes up and running regularly. And Carly and I will be on tour in the fall starting in September. You can get tickets for that at jessiemae.com. We'll be coming to so many different cities. So excited to be back on the road. Her and I are going to be in, let's see, Brooklyn, New York, Fairfield, Connecticut, Buffalo, New York, Austin, Texas, Burlington, Vermont, Pennsylvania, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Chicago, and a couple other dates. JessieMae.com for tickets. And without further ado, let's get into this COVID special with the one, the only, the very sick and highly contagious Dr. Peluso.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional.
Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get.
It's raw, uncut, and funny.
It's me.
You guys, I'm jacked up. I'm very jacked up. Enjoy the beautiful background. This message brought to you by not one, but two positive COVID tests. It has been a doozy. This is a Dr. Peluso COVID special. You guys left questions on my Instagram when I was the first day I figured out I was sick, and we did a little COVID Q&A, and there were so many questions I had to put them on the podcast. There were way too many. And thank you. Not way too many, but thank you so much for your general COVID concern. It's real. It's thick. It's she's a cunt. COVID is a legitimate cunt. This is my first time with it. And wow, what a doozy. Let's get right into these questions, because there's a multitude of them, and I don't know how long I will be able to record. I appreciate your patience and everybody sending in your questions, your comments, your concerns.
We have, okay, Lay, what are your symptoms, girlfriend? Oh, wow. Well, my first symptom that I felt was I felt off. Like I felt like something was invading my body. I remember feeling that. I remember being with my fella and saying, I feel off. Something's not right. And I'm looking at this COVID hairstyle that I have going on, and it is very Little House on the Prairie, very Founding Father, very Gone Girl. Sorry, I had time for the... What the fuck? What in the COVID creature was that? It's a blue jay. They're such assholes. They sound prehistoric. I mean, birds are prehistoric as it is, but blue jays specifically are cunts. I felt like something was taking over my body. I felt like love don't live here anymore. Like I felt like something was amok. And I had the worst headache of my life. The worst headache of my life. I also just body aches and fever. And I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, fuck. The vid done came to cash in. The vid came. It was like, bitch, you owe me money. So sorry. Gonna try and not hack in your ears. Hope that answers your questions. The symptoms are brutal. And it's all up in my head. Not like it's in my head, but it's also in my head. It's like a terrible sinus infection. My ears have been clogged for 3 days. I didn't have an appetite. I'm starting to have somewhat of an appetite. But for me to not eat, shit, I'm Sicilian. Nothing keeps me from my food. But I will probably not eat dairy after this ever again. Just, you know, like that. The thought of that ever again in my body. I say that. I'm Sicilian. Cheese is a part of our diet. But I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I want to do it. Dairy is just fucking gross. Isn't it gross? I mean, I don't drink milk. I haven't drank milk in years. But like cheese? I don't know if I could give up cheese. Fuck. Okay. Tony Hoffman. Does COVID make you horny? What? What kind of demon are you that you'd want to bone someone while they feel this way? Like, it is the least sexy thing that I think could ever be. It is the least sexy thing in the world. Like, if COVID turns you on, you should be put on some sort of list. If COVID is something that, like, really gets your goat, we need to do some background check. We seriously need to do a background check and see what the hell's going on, because it's you're not normal. You in danger, girl, is all I gotta say. If that's your shit, you in some fucking danger, you know? No, I'm not horny. It's the opposite. No one touch me. I don't even want there's zero penetration. For real. Please don't fuck me. I already feel fucked. And not the good way. Bron Duke, how are your feet? What? A lot of you creepy motherfuckers are trying to get in on my feet. Listen, you gotta pay money. You gotta pay. If you want to see the feet, you got to pay. Oh my God, the birds in this area are really just very aggressive. How are your feet? That's like a sly way to be like, hey, what's up? You show me your feet? No, not happening. I also have a major attitude on COVID. It's the one thing I've realized where I got some spice, y'all. I got a little bit of the tood. And I'm rude. I'm rude on COVID, and it's okay. You know, I feel like shit, and I feel for everybody who's been through this. Wes Greco, what's going on? Would you, your Canada anytime. I know we've become trash, but it's not our fault. We love you. I've been to Canada. I visit Canada usually every year. Obviously, COVID makes everything different. Travel has evolved. But I was in Vancouver. That was where I kicked off my tour in British Columbia. And I would love to come back to Canada. I love Canada. I've played there often. I've played in Toronto, Montreal. I was supposed to go to the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, but because I'm sick, I don't know if that's going to happen now. But I love Canada, I love your syrup. I love your lumberjacks. I love your gentle belief in Sasquatch. I'm here for all of it. Canadians are adorable. Ryan Reynolds, come on. You guys got a lot of great output. Let's see, famous Canadians. I feel like you guys definitely have supplied us with entertainment. I feel like John Candy was Canadian. Famous Canucks, let's see. Can you say Canuck or will I get canceled? I don't even know anymore. Famous Canadians, let's see. Let's see who's on top. Oh, Jim Carrey, duh. How could I fucking forget Jim Carrey? Celine Dion. Ryan Gosling, Sandra Oh, Rachel McAdams, Drake, Keanu Reeves, Michael J. Fox. Hello. The output is astounding. Avril Lavigne, Seth Rogen, Justin Bieber, Pamela Anderson, Mike Myers, Kim Cattrall, Alanis Morissette, William fucking Shatner, Kiefer Sutherland, Matthew Perry, Katie Lang, Neil Young, Will Arnett. You guys know how I fucking feel about Will Arnett. Dan Aykroyd. I mean, the list is just outstanding. Elon Musk. Dare we say more? All those Canadians, no one could figure out COVID. Come on. Come on, we got to figure this out. This might be the shortest podcast I do. I'm going to last as long as I can last. Let's see. Majawa, 1996. Are pedicures worth the pain? Yes. Man or woman, look, it's important to keep your feet cute. You got to keep your feet cute. And just because you're a dude, I don't know why men think it's okay to have gargoyle feet. No one wants to see that. And some of you probably are saying, well, I can't do what I need to do to fix my feet. Okay, all right, we'll put some socks on. And ladies, fix your feet before you put those puppies in sandals. You need to get your feet street ready before you go flaunting them around. Okay? My father had the worst fucking feet I had ever seen in my life. He looked like he should have been perched on the edge of a building. And he knew it. He had gargoyle feet. And just because you're a dude doesn't give you the right to have feet that look like they belong on the bottom of creatures. Absolutely not. But man, if you can get into a pedicure, ooh, this shit is great. It's wonderful. It feels fantastic. I love getting pedicures. It's like my luxury thing. It's a thing I like to do when I pamper myself. I don't pamper myself. Other people pamper me. That's the whole point of getting pampered. Somebody else is fucking doing it, you know? But I love to get my nails did, my toes did. There's something sexy about it for me as a woman, having your feet look all nice. It feels fancy. It feels like, you know, I could be on a yacht and no one's going to question me. Now I can't. If I'm on a yacht right now, they're going to think I was like a stowaway. Or a bitch who climbed over the side from the ocean. I look more like a barnacle than a invitee on. I look more like a barnacle than a guest on a yacht right now. Kevin MacArthur, what are your symptoms? In my experience, the fatigue was the worst and lasts the longest. Get well soon. The fatigue is brutal. But you know, it's so funny. Doing the USO tour and doing the Tony Robbins thing, both were very physically challenging and taught me a lot about my endurance and my resilience when it came to sleep and all the things that I thought I needed in order to be good and ready to go. And I'm still not prepared for this. The fatigue is, it's remarkable. I have been sleeping most of the day, watching a lot of Netflix, got through Somebody Somewhere, which is great, with Bridget Everett. I also rewatched Get Hard, which is hysterical, with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell. I laugh out loud at that movie. I'm going to watch Step Brothers. Everyone's, telling me to check out Old Man with Jeff Bridges, who I adore. So I've been handling the fatigue by bouts of passing out and fever dreams. The fever dreams are fucking crazy. It's like a Pan's Labyrinth nightmare. Anybody ever have fever dreams? It's like an acid trip and, an M. Night Shyamalan movie if the endings were all great. That's what the fever dreams feel like. They're terrifying. And other than that, my whole body is shut the fuck down. Even my vagina. I like got COVID of the vagina, which is fine. We all need a break. L. Rivera 172 wasn't able to respond, but Tylenol, sleep, and dog snuggles helped me with COVID. Aw, that's cute. Rogue MMS 2018. Have money making ideas for comedians and podcasts, but don't know how to share any ideas. That's a strange message. Okay, well, if you have ideas, I mean, you might want to do it for yourself. But if you want to share your ideas, you can email us, jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com. jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com. Would love to hear your ideas. It sounds like already sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. I'm already, somebody who is generally suspicious of people. And I'm suspicious of that comment. I'm suspicious as to what your ideas are. I got COVID boobs. Let me tuck these things back in. A-T-O-the-K. I'm sorry. I can't read. Loofah or washcloth? Also feel better. I don't know about a loofah or a washcloth. I feel like a washcloth is very turn of the century. Are we still using washcloths? That feels like something founding fathers did. That feels like something, Martha Washington did. And I'm just not here for that. It feels like there's a lot of bacteria chilling in a washcloth. And a loofah? Didn't we decide that those, like, scrape away all your skin? Isn't that too much exfoliation? I like a nice dry brush before I get into the tub or to the shower. A nice dry brush and some oils to lock in the moisture because water is so harsh on your skin. So I'm going to say neither loofah or neither washcloth because also I don't want to get like, I feel like that's just a highway to a bacterial infection and I'm not here for that. I'm trying to keep it cute, especially for the summertime. MV Gutto, mountain or beach vacation? That's a good question. It depends on the time of year. I can vibe with a sweet like winter mountain vacation, but also a summer mountain vacation because there's generally in California, even though I'm in New York State right now, the lakes are so beautiful. Big Bear is amazing. And even the desert is awesome. I like all of it. I love a beach vacation. I love a mountain vacation. To me, I always say or have said to myself or believe that I've wanted to live a life and somewhat do live a life that I don't need or want a vacation from. I feel like my life, I feel very fortunate in the type of life that I have. But that being said, I'm here for a beach vacation, especially if it's on your dad's yacht and we get to roll up from the ocean. There's nothing more luxurious than entering a beach from the sea. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm here with Moana's grandmother's spirit. Yeah, I arrived via stingray. How did you show up, Bethany? Oh, by the boardwalk? Poor person. I arrived via emotional support stingray. See you later. Sorry. MV Gutto. Have to pick one. Burrito or pizza? Damn. Burrito or pizza? That's a tough one. I have to say pizza. It's my favorite food. Simple, few ingredients, even though we're not supposed to be eating cheese. If we're in Italy, it's different. The dough, the cheese, it's all different. The sauce, it's all fucking different. If you're in Italy, that shit's healthy. Our American diet is brutal. We got more antibiotics in our cheese than cheese in our cheese, and that's what fucks us all up. But a burrito's delicious, too. If we're talking a fucking chicken torta from Baja Fresh, there's no competition. But if we're just talking like a regular burrito, we're going pizza, bro. We're going pizza. That's what we're doing. My nose is running, and I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know what we're gonna do because the nose is running. It's a major issue. Okay, we're gonna make this a short episode. Everyone, calm down. MV Gudo's back. Wow, you pumped in a bunch of questions in one little area. Good for you. Do you think aluminum and deodorant is an Alzheimer's risk? Well, there have been studies and tests that have shown aluminum in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. I'm pretty sure posthumously. And aluminum has shown to be somewhat of an issue with dementia and Alzheimer's. So for me, I don't use deodorant. I don't wear anything with aluminum in it. I haven't since I was a young girl. And there is something to that. There's so many risk factors when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. Diet is such a huge aspect of that. But definitely they have found some issues with aluminum in correlation with Alzheimer's. So I'm not a doctor, but I do agree that that has become an issue. MV Gudo's back. How rad is it when you find a coupon code for a site you like? Let me tell you, I fucking love coupons. I get that from my mom. I love a good coupon. She used to have a coupon book and it was alphabetized. She took great pride in being frugal, and I love frugality. Something hot about it. Something hot about searching for a deal, you know? And a good coupon just can make a bitch feel just resourceful, you know? I'm here for the resource of it all. Natito 73, what's up? You just need to ride it out, mama. Rest and hydrate yourself. Thank you so much. I keep hearing that over and over. Lars Hermanson, fuck COVID, give me a hug. That might be why I have COVID in the first place. Hugging motherfuckers, I don't know. I got to stop hugging strangers. CD Dolphin, no question. Just hope you feel better and get back to your awesomeness. Thank you. I hope I feel better too. Truly. Yvonne, how are you? Any chance you'll make it to Vancouver, Canada for comedy? Definitely at some point. I don't know about this year, but maybe next year, because I think Carly and I have a full schedule for the fall, and I'll be taking the holidays off this year. We're not sure about New Year's Eve. I'll find out about New Year's Eve, playing Syracuse and whatnot. I don't know what we're doing, but I will let you guys know. Herbie4B20, did you get the body aches and chills? Yes, I did. Those were some of the first signs. I had a headache that was so bad I was going to go to the emergency room because I never felt anything like it in my life. It was such an all-encompassing headache that I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep for about 2 or 3 nights at all with all the symptoms I had early on. And my circadian rhythm has definitely been disrupted because I've been sleeping at all different times of the day, sleeping whenever I can. But the body aches and chills were legitimate. Shut up, dog. We're podcasting. Fucking legit. Trev Trebo, are you a film buff? I am a film buff. I love film. I don't claim to know everything about it, but I claim to love it enough to be interested in it and have weird facts in my brain. I specifically know a lot about horror, but I do love movies. It's, for me, something that both of my parents and I shared together. And my dad and I used to watch horror movies together all the time. My mom and I would watch romantic comedies and everything in between. A lot of dramas, a lot of classic dramas like Tears, Terms of Endearment and Steel Magnolias and Beaches and all those fucking cry fest movies. But also a lot of like classic cinema. My father loved Turner Classic Movies. And so did my mom. I was fortunate to have parents that were interested in the arts in many different ways. So we were exposed to like movies and music that were from all different generations. You know, these dogs should get their own podcast. Get it? Tigers G, these dads sliding in your DMs need to show negative COVID test prior. Yeah, this is why we're here. I had dads sliding in my DMs. That's the real fucking problem. All you dads, you do need COVID test. You guys need COVID test to show that you're not going to fuck up my flow. Okay? And we got to do, wait a minute. Hold up. Before we go any further, we got to give a thanks to our sponsor. Listen, I got some products from the sponsor that I showed you guys last time, Dame. They sent me some amazing female products. Well, I mean, whoever wants a little bit of buzz, truly a little buzz and suction. And let's be honest, sex is better when everyone is enjoying themselves. And that's why Dame Products designed Eva. That's the first hands-free vibrator for couples, which can be a little scary, but also it should be fun. You should be able to do this with your partner. You can boost pleasure and connection for all with a little toy that doesn't get in the way. It's kind of cute. He's got these, well, he or she, I guess it's she, however she identifies, Eva. If I'm tucking something in my vagina, it's going to be a girl. That's just my preference. You tuck her right in there and she finds a little way to just nestle in and you guys can have fun together. And sharing pleasure during intimacy, it not only feels good in your body, but it can increase your emotional connection and decrease your stress levels. So you guys know you have all those good feelings going throughout your body and throughout your day. But in order to get there, even the most sexually motivated couples can benefit from a strategically placed buzz. That's Eva and Dame Products. They're designed as a hands-free toy specifically for couples, and it nestles right in your body and it just stays put with a little finger. Look, I'm telling you, I tried it and it's just like a carry-on for your cooch and I love it. It's a fun little toy. It's something different to add into the mix and new ways to discover new layers of pleasure is what everybody needs to do, truly. So if you guys want to enjoy it, go to dameproducts.com and enter code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P, today for 15% off the site. Can you believe that? 15% off. That's S-H-A-R-P to take 15% off your first order at dameproducts.com. That's D-A-M-E products.com and enter the code SHARP to get 15% off. You're welcome. Your cooch will thank me later. Your man and your woman will thank me later. Ninuzo 72, not a question, but get well soon. Thank you. I appreciate you and I hope I do. I'm still positive and still hurting, but we're going to get through it. We truly are going to get through it. Mountains or Besot. Have you ever considered selling your bottled farts like an amaranth? I haven't considered selling my bottled farts. I feel like that market is tapped and bitches are sending themselves to the emergency room. I'd rather my farts be something that my loved ones enjoy, my loved ones and my close friends, you know? And to capitalize off of something like that is interesting. I think it really shows a very business savvy attitude. So good for you. Good for you, girl. Darian Itraga. Where can I send you an EOC gift? You are my soul sister. I don't know what an EOC gift is. Should I know this? Is this like some sort of code EOC meaning? Let's see. Emergency Operations Center? Educational Opportunity Corporation? I don't know what EOC means. End of chat? There's epithelial ovarian cancer. I hope that's not what it means. I have no idea what EOC means, so you're going to have to tell me some more information. If you guys want to mail me something, you can email me and get my P.O. box, jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com, and we can send you my P.O. box. Vincent Checo, what do you like more, breaking hearts or ripping farts? Definitely ripping farts, but if it were in my 20s, it was probably breaking hearts. I used to bartend at Puffy's in Tribeca, and the owner and one of my dear friends would call all the men who came through the door members of the Jessie Mae's Broken Hearts Club. Not that I liked breaking hearts, it's just something that I did. It was just a result of who I was at that time in my life. I was 20, and
still searching for myself, and you can't really have something stable when you're figuring out who you are. So I had a broken hearts club with a lot of members. What do you want from me? And now I like ripping farts. I don't want to break hearts. I want to treat people well. And, you know, there's a time in your life for that. And I think I'm over that. I know I am. Let's see. D Blunt. What's up, D Blunt? When are you coming back to San Francisco, baby mama? I don't know. Probably 2023 at some point. So I'll keep you posted. I'll have a tour probably in spring of 2023. Jonathan P. Lopez. Can I please make you chicken soup, biatch? I would fucking love some chicken soup. I make a really good chicken soup. Chicken noodle soup. It's one of my favorite things to make. I'm one of those weird people who eats soup in the summer. I just fucking love soup. Am I 80? Sure. Yes, I'm 80. I look like I am today. You know, I'm not going to talk about myself like that because I'm going through a lot and I'm still adorable. Minnow is from Mars. I'm tall, dark, and a dad with a dad bod. Dinner date. I love that. You guys know my prerequisites. I'm going to have to take a rain check on that. I do have a person. I don't know. Why am I holding the microphone like this? What is this? I do have a person in my life who is a dad. So we're going to have to pause on that. But I'm still accepting applications. We can still take the applications. Adam, 83. How many dads you got in the DMs? Want one more? Yeah, we're still accepting applications. Please send them in. I'm thinking about doing a special dads show for all my daddies who drop in the DMs, giving you guys a discount, because I know it's hard being a dad, and especially if you're a single dad, which I hope you are. I'm not into breaking homes. We want to do a special show for you guys. So we are still accepting applications. Thank you. Charlie Stevens, 13. Using like a magic eight ball, will I find true love this year? You know, Charlie, you will find whatever you're open to. If you're open to true love and you've done some work on yourself and you've realized how you occur as a human being and also have some self-awareness about your own triggers, about ways that you hold yourself back and ways that you are areas where you can work on yourself, all of that helps you be open to something like true love. But I hope you love yourself. I think you need to find true love within yourself before you can find it within somebody else. And that sounds really simplistic, but it really is a true statement that you're not going to be able to find love in another person until you recognize it in yourself. And so if you haven't done that journey, then I think your first step should be finding true love with yourself and learning to love and fall in love with yourself before somebody else. And I wish you well on that journey. DLXNJ, what's up? Thoughts on prizes for best Farts Friday submissions. That's a really good idea. We've been doing Fart Fridays for a while. We didn't do it today because I was all COVID. I was all COVID-y. And I honestly was ripping COVID farts left and right. So I wish we had done a little COVID fart for you guys. But yeah, we can do a Fart Friday prizes. Maybe tickets to see me live. What do you guys think about that? Let's do some tickets to see me live. We'll start to do that on Fridays. Best Fart Friday submission on the Instagram story. We'll get a ticket to see me live. Nikari 82, when are you coming to Bologna? Listen, invite me. Because I love some Italian bologna. Invite me. I'm going to start doing this thing where fans invite me to their houses. Especially if you live internationally. And You cook me dinner. That's going to be my new show. Feed Jessie May. Chip for Tune. How many dads in your DMs wanting to take care of you? Not enough. Got to tell you, not enough. There could always be more. So dads, keep slip sliding. Let's see who's going to really take care of me this holiday season. Mealy Rivera. If home test shows positive, you have it. It's a common cold. You'll be okay. It was all a scamdemic. I mean, I don't know, bro. I'm feeling a little fucking rough. This is more than a common cold. The way it onset, to the lack of sleep, to the 3 days of no sleep, to the chills, Look, I know I was talking a lot of shit. Everyone was talking a lot of shit. We still don't know what the fuck happened, but this thing hit me hard. And this is the first day where I'm kind of feeling somewhat normal, but still not. I only wanted to come on here and say hi to you guys and do a little Dr. P. I thought it'd be funny to do a Dr. P COVID special. Because I'm not a real doctor, but imagining doctors getting sick, you're just like, wait, you're a superhero. It's not supposed to happen. Ram Birkin, how are you feeling? Like, fucking shit, Ram. Like, I got rammed by a Birkin. That's how I'm feeling. I feel like I got rammed by your last name. I can't laugh. P.S. for fan life. Did you get the cold sweats and super body chills at night? Yeah, see? So I'm saying it's no joke. This shit is legit, man. I haven't been able to smoke weed. Didn't smoke for the whole month of June while I was in Greece. Because Greece doesn't know how to island right. I smoked a little when I got home to L.A. Not as much as I normally do. And it's like having a forced tolerance break. John B. McMasters, what's up? Did the Tylenol work? Tylenol, yeah, kind of works a little bit, but I'm in rough condition, y'all. Will Bond, Paxlovid, game changer. Hope you get well soon. I heard about the Paxlovid. I called my local doctor here in Syracuse, and they said they're really only prescribing that for people with comorbidities and people who are really suffering. And I didn't want to take that from somebody. I'm sure there's plenty of medication, but I didn't think it was that necessary. And hopefully I won't need to be prescribed it. So I'm just going to ride this fucker out. I'm really going to ride this fucker out. The Captain America, what shows are you binging right meow? I've been binging The Boys. I binged Somebody Somewhere. I also binged Hacks. I love that show. So good. Hannah Erbinger and Jean Smart are so good on that. I think I'm saying everybody's names right. Excuse me if I'm not. I also binged Outer Range with Josh Brolin. Fantastic. I binged a little bit of Rick and Morty. I binged Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 11. Fucking hysterical. So many good television shows right now. Steph's tab. I just got over having COVID. Take elderberry and feel better soon. This is where we're like, oh my God, angel numbers, take elderberry, burn sage. Someone, this is where you're like, someone give me the medication. We're all hippies until we get real sick, right? No. I am trying to let my body fight this off. And my body is like Tom Hardy at the end of Warrior. It's just like coming at you with a fucking pop shoulder. Like, I still got some. I'm just swinging my limp arm, just trying to beat the fuck out of my brother. Just watch that movie. That's a fantastic movie. Fantastic. Jimmy Pacapo. Pacapo. What's going on? Jimmy asks, can I suck your COVID toe? Wow. Brother, what are we going to do with you? What the fuck are we going to do with you? You want to suck my COVID toe? You think I'm going to let you do that for free? Look, if I know you want to do something, I also know there's a dollar sign on it. So we got to talk numbers, buddy. You're not sucking this COVID toe for free. I know there's value in that for you, you freakzoid. Let me know how much it's worth. Terso 10, wife of 12 years, leaving me. Well, we have two kids, been a little rocky over the last year. Any advice? Wow. Okay. We can get into this. I'll say that it's going to be a blessing in disguise. It's in disguise right now because it probably feels really heavy and it feels like your whole world is being upheaved, and it is, your whole world is being flipped upside down. Your kids are going to be okay. As long as you and your wife can manage to keep them out of the line of fire, as long as you and your wife can manage to keep each other's names and calling each other names out of their mouths and out of their ears and keeping your children separate from anything litigious, as long as you can respect your children as the most important entity in all of this and respect them and what they're going through, you can get through this. And I will say that you owe yourself a time of grief and grieving, and to not dwell on it too much, to not dwell in that space too much. Although you do need time to grieve, don't let that be your main driving force. Allow yourself to grieve, but you also got to keep moving. And literally, movement will help you. When you're feeling down and depressed, if you don't have a Peloton, fucking get a Peloton. Find some way to keep yourself active through this process. Pick up a new hobby. Do the thing you said you always wanted to do but never did because she fucking couldn't stand it. Start eating different foods. Change all of your fucking traditions. Essentially, you're grieving the loss of your relationship. But you guys might learn you have a much better relationship on the other side of this. Not all of us are meant to be together in this world, and not all of us are meant to be together in a certain capacity. And sometimes we learn when we step away that we can find a new connection and a new connecting point between each other, especially when you have the tether of children between you guys. This could be a really great opportunity for you two to have a better relationship, and it might take some time, and hopefully you guys don't have too much to fight over. Hopefully you can get through this without a big fight and find a way to be cordial with one another. Very rarely does that happen. I was lucky. My parents, there was no court. There was no, people to come and divide everything up. There was no, them fighting over who got who. My mom allowed my dad to see my sister and I whenever he wanted to. You know, they didn't fight over who had who when, and it made it much easier for us. And I hope that that can be a process for you. But I hope for all of anyone listening who's going through something like this, barring on the fact you don't have custody battles, that you do realize it's an opportunity for another chapter in your life. And it's an opportunity to challenge yourself. And it's an opportunity to ask yourself how you occurred in the marriage and how you contributed to the downfall of it. We have to really look at ourselves realistically and ask ourselves, how do we contribute to the demise? You know, we can celebrate the victories, but we also have to sometimes break apart the failures and learn from them. It's an opportunity for growth for you, and I hope that you find that on the other side of this. And I'm sorry that I'm having to give this through you through snot and a COVID cough, but I do wish you the best, and learn something new, man. Figure out that thing you always wanted to do that she couldn't stand, or do something that you just for you, and fucking keep your kids out of it. Keep your fucking kids out of it, please. They are not punching bags. They don't need to go back and tell each other things, and you don't have to use them as leverage. Just keep them and covet them and keep them in a place separate from you and your wife's bullshit. And I wish you well. BS Strom 87. How much for your feet? See? Now there's a real question. Over here, Jimmy Pacapo wants to suck my toe. The other motherfucker before is asking how my feet are. And here's this motherfucker like, how much? Now he understands. This is a man with a plan. This is a man who's business savvy. This is a man who understands money. This is a man who understands that time is money. This is a man that understands that toes plus time equal money. He understands the math of feet. Again, sir, you can email me, jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com, and we can discuss the cost of my feet. And for the rest of you, thank you for your questions. I hope I shed some light. I hope I wasn't too phlegmy. I hope it was entertaining for you. And I hopefully will be back healthy in your ear next week without any sort of COVID influence. But until then, I hope you guys are safe. I love you. Thank you so much for listening from my phlegmy backyard to yours. Dr. P out.